Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Now, today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I have a very special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master. Lee Carroll has channeled at the United Nations 7 times, and he's here to give us a sense of what's ahead in 2010 and how we can participate in a brighter future. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that due to our current cycles, I'm now offering Mars retrograde consultations. These are half-hour consults focused on what direction you want to take for the next 2 years. They can also be used to help resolve anger or resentment issues. To schedule, call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents per day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. And you can order these newsletters with the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store online at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Just click on the Polaris store or call us toll free at 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? How are you doing with both Mars and Mercury retrograde? There seem to be 2 major categories for reactions to this. Either you're so tired you want to hibernate, or you're so angry about something you can't get it out of your system. And on top of it, there are delays and miscommunications going on that make it even more frustrating. Or perhaps your computer is acting up or crashing, or your car is not working right, or something heat-related isn't functioning. Has any of that happened to you? With Mars retrograde now through March 10th and Mercury retrograde now through January 15th, we're in a period of delays and challenging communications. First of all, let's deal with those anger issues. Whenever we feel anger toward anyone or anything, that energy pushes money away from us. But just suppressing those feelings does not work, because even when we suppress those feelings, the energy we're sending out to the universe has the signature of anger in it. So even unexpressed, it negatively impacts our prosperity. So what's a person to do? It's best to be open about the issue in a productive way. I recommend that you learn nonviolent communication. That process shows you how you can own your own feelings and express them in an effective way to get your needs met. A book by Marshall Rosenberg, Nonviolent Communication, gives you many details and examples of this process. You can also choose to release your anger, yes, release it out of your body, and there are good tools for doing this, which are quick and effective. Now, Polaris has an anger release CD, which is an emotional freedom and healing release to release it out of your body. And lastly, when you encounter anger, frustration, or resentment, ask yourself, is there any way I can choose compassion instead? All of these tools can help you get back on the track of prosperity. Now, second, don't make any new starts now. That's a guaranteed failure. We don't have energy for new starts now because we have to rethink where we want to go and what we want to do for the next 2 years. That's right. This is our time to do our personal and business strategic planning for the next 2 years. It's time to ask ourselves, what really gets us out of bed in the mornings? What has juicy energy for us? That's what you want to focus on doing more of in the next 2 years, and now is the time to research how you could do that. In business, this means don't introduce new products unless you're going to do so as a test to a market segment for evaluation purposes only. Don't start a new project. Don't start a new company. This is not the time for that until after March 10th when Mars finally starts moving forward again. And hey, if you can't wait that long to start a new project, go right ahead and try it. I've had lots of customers and clients tell me they tried to do a new project during Mars retrograde, and it was such a horrible experience that they vowed never to do that again. And if you'll use this time well, you'll be ready to go when Mars moves forward on March 10th. Now, with Mercury retrograde happening on top of that, it's common to encounter challenging communications, delays of all sorts, and transportation breakdowns. The cycle will be with us through January 15th, so we've got one more week to go. This cycle is encouraging us to catch up and learn something. It's just that we don't do that while we're heading down the road at 90 miles per hour, so slow down. Remember to schedule only 50% of what you normally have on your schedule so you can catch up. Crises will either fall into those holes in your schedules or you'll finally catch up. With Mercury in the sign of Capricorn, this is our invitation to reorganize and restructure things. Clean out your closets. Reorganize your drawers and filing cabinets. Do you really need all that stuff? Recycle it. Donate it. Get things cleaned up and functional. Plus, during Mercury retrograde, you need to be vigilant about keeping your computers backed up daily. Computer crashes are common during this cycle. Now, next week, this Mercury retrograde comes into range of a conjunction to Pluto and a square to Saturn. This configuration could show us some very challenging and intense communications, particularly related to judgmentalness. If you encounter this, don't accept it. It's never appropriate to judge another person. And likewise, be careful that you don't judge someone else. The Saturn square Pluto cycle is here to help us change old structures that are no longer needed. Use it for that, but avoid passing judgment on others. Saturn square Pluto peaks next on January 31st, and Mercury hangs out with them from now through January 24th. And also, be extra careful driving now because of that cycle. Next, we have a solar eclipse on next Friday, January 15th. This eclipse is at 25 degrees of Capricorn, so if you have a planet or a personal point in your chart between 21 to 29 degrees of Capricorn or Cancer, then this eclipse is impacting you. The primary meaning of the solar eclipse relates to being given sudden and unexpected opportunities to accept greater responsibilities. Usually this occurs because someone else is not able to continue handling them. Even though this situation may be challenging, it can lead to increased self-esteem, money, and harmony. So it's actually a gift from the universe, even though it may not appear that way. Remember that eclipses have an influence 30 days before and after, so events associated with this eclipse can occur from December 15th through February 15th. Now for the good news. We have Venus conjunct the Sun, which is in range now. It peaks on January 11th, and it stays with us through February 9th. This cycle is always fun and enjoyable. We may be in a blissful state with these energies, which will help us deal a little easier with some of the harder cycles we're experiencing. These strong social and love energies can be excellent for meeting new people, networking, even falling in love. You may also come into more money during this period. People naturally tend to feel good with this cycle, and as a result, they naturally attract more money and loving relationships to them. Wow, we could all use some more love, fun, and money, right? Now, what else do we tend to attract during this cycle? Okay, how about too many calories or spending too much money? Typically, we just overindulge in general. But with the economy we've had the last few years, many people are ready for a break, and this cycle gives them the inclination to relax, enjoy themselves and others. In addition, beginning January 10th, and peaking on the 13th, staying in range through the 15th, we get another cycle that's known for unexpected fun and love. It can also indicate unexpected money. This cycle is Venus sextile Uranus, and it's an opportunity for unexpected joyful things to happen. But if you don't take advantage of them, you'll miss out. No one's going to demand that you pay attention to these opportunities. So look for these joyful possibilities next week, and you'll find them. Now, with all this fun, prudence is still advised, because generally there's something we cannot see. This is indicated by the fact that the sun is so bright we cannot see Venus in the sky. So give yourself enough time to gain a clear picture before making any commitments due to the fun you have at this time. Lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. And to register for it, go to my website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And the link is in the box at the top right of the home page. Get signed up today. Now, what's ahead for 2010, and how can you help create a brighter future? After I come back from this short break, I'll be interviewing Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master. We'll get an update from Kryon and Lee Carroll, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Do you suffer with a health condition you can't move forward from? How would you feel if you woke up each day to better health? It's time to ignite your inner healer. We all have within us an amazingly powerful tool called our inner healer, and it is waiting to go to work for you today. Our bodies are our best authority when it comes to our health and healing. When we change our mind, we change our life. Visit Dr. Kell at AskDrKell.com today and wake up to better health tomorrow. That's AskDrKell.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocoas. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do your emotions stop you from experiencing lasting prosperity and joy? Learn to rise above your emotional ceiling with expert guidance from certified life coach Sharon Roy. Sharon's techniques have helped clients worldwide to succeed happily, and now she wants to share this gift with you. For a limited time, Sharon is offering a free 45-minute emotional breakthrough session that could change your life. Call 401-588-1799.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. today. My special guest is Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master. He's the author of 11 Kryon books and the co-author of 3 books about the Indigo Children, including his latest book, The Indigo Children, 10 Years Later. His books have been printed in 24 different languages around the world. Lee Carroll has channeled Kryon to the United Stations in New York 7 times. He's traveled an amazing path from his beginnings with a degree in business and economics and his own company as a sound engineer. He now speaks worldwide to audiences of thousands, and he will be speaking in Vancouver, B.C. on Saturday, January 23rd. So welcome, Lee. It's great to have you back. I'm certainly looking forward to hearing you speak in Vancouver.
Nice to be here.
Oh, good.
Oh, by the way, Vancouver won't be thousands of people.
Oh, I'm sure it won't, but still, it will be great to see you.
Saying, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yes, but you do speak to thousands of people around the world.
I do. It's very common, and that's mostly the large overseas meetings that we do, not in North America. But
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, with everything that's been happening lately, do you or Kryon have a particular message to give us about what's ahead in 2010?
What, you mean something's happening?
Is anything happening?
You know, I have to say that there has been no specific 2010 information given, but there have been all kinds of hints about the immediate future. The reason that this happens this way is because Spirit almost never gives targeted dates, because we change these things.
Right.
We have potentials that we move toward, and how fast we go and what we do around those potentials are completely and totally up to human consciousness. So you don't get from me or Kryon dates.
Right.
When I was on your program last time, we talked about the prophecy that Kryon gave, just kind of a by-the-way kind of a thing in one of the channels around the economic downturn we've had. And that was 3 years ago, and he talked about what we were headed for, and he even told us when the first financial institution that would be insurance. And so we had at that time no concept of whether that's next month or in 5 years or what.
So right.
These things that Kryon talks about are broad brush. But mm-hmm. I can tell you what he has said regarding the most current things we have. He has talked about the economic downturn as we're through the worst of it, but we have another year.
Okay. That's what it looks like astrologically, too.
Yeah. I was saying, and there's great hope that by the end of the quarter, we would be literally looking at an upturn. And I would love to say that this is the way it will be, but I believe there's going to be a couple of hiccups along the way.
Well,
and part of that is our government getting used to what they've created. So we and then Kryon talks about that too. He says regarding how to get in touch with the government, and he said basically you already have, and you've made tremendous changes, and now you're finding out what that means, and now you in other words, there's a less apathy now than there ever has been before, and there's more people paying attention. And so we're actually going to be able to move some things quicker, I think, than we have before.
Yes, and, you know, in 2010, the middle part of 2010 looks like a lot of major changes occur.
Mm-hmm.
Astrologically.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all. I think that's when we're going to see some... things are out of whack. I have... this has nothing to do with channeling at all. I have an economics degree in business.
Right.
And
yeah, just like me.
Yeah. So things are out of whack. You have worst unemployment and a stock market that's surging. So there is something wrong here.
Yes, that's right.
And
how about all that debt?
Mm-hmm. It is dichotomous for the way a Keynesian economy works. So you have a situation that is not in balance yet. And that's what I look at from a human being standpoint. And Kryon says that these things are, we're actually doing tremendous adjustments in what we want, the integrity of banking, finance. You know, today on the air I heard they were just, you know, the new laws for credit card companies, and credit card companies in the past, if you want to take a look at what's going on here, a credit card company in the past, they held all the cards,
Right.
They tell us what to do.
Right.
They're the ones who fine us. They give us cards. They take away cards. They're the plastic god in the sky.
Right.
Okay? Now, suddenly, what we're asking for is a partnership, a real partnership. We borrow and pay back and pay interest, and that makes us customers, you know.
Exactly.
And so now there are going to be integrity rules. You can't do this. You got to wait. You got to give us notice. You got to be fairer with your interest. You got to do this and that. So what are we doing? But it's us that have made the changes. I mean, it says the government's doing it, but we put them there.
That's
and
true.
Ask them to help us with the plastic god in the skies. That's just one small little thing of how it might work. That we're bringing into check some of the greed issues and some
right.
of the actual, some of the biggest players that haven't really cared at all who we are.
Exactly true. Yes, I actually have said multiple times that the credit card companies were committing financial murder.
They are.
And
I'd say even suicide.
Yes, actually, that's true. Yes.
No,
yes.
It really is. And for all, there's a lot of other little things going on. People who pay bills, and that's just by everybody who's listening. They might have noticed that, in the past, you get a bill and you get 30 days to pay it, and you put it in your outbox, and then you pay it and on time. And now you get the bill, and you look at it, and it's due.
Yeah, it's due right away, yeah.
Yeah, you got 10 days, if you're lucky, or less, and it just, it arrives just about the time they want you to write the check.
Right.
Something's happening there. So.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, of course, if you want to pay it by phone, some of them will charge you an extra fee.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I got a thing from my health insurance company the other day, and I think it was Blue Cross. It said, if you're 2 or 3 days late, we're canceling you, and you can't get it back. And I wanted to write them and say, I'm confused on who the clients are.
That's
you
pretty
don't need
weird,
us anymore.
Isn't it?
I mean, you want to just have us all quit?
Yeah, no kidding. That's pretty weird.
It's funny. Oh dear.
It's
however,
like, do they have any appreciation
issue.
Of their customers?
Yeah. So this is practical change we're seeing through the energy of what we have decided to do. And politically, there's a whole bunch of people who would be listening right now, and they might not agree with the overwhelming majority of people who put in the president that we currently have, because it doesn't look like that things have gone the way they wanted them to. There's a lot to be said about that. First of all, at the end of the first term, almost every president that had to take over difficult situations have bad ratings, because you can't do it in a year,
right?
No matter what.
Right.
And the second thing
he was given
an
impossible situation
that Cryan has talked about for our president, and that is almost never does he mention political things, but he has here, and I'll tell you that one if you want.
And wasn't it Cryan? Oh no, who was it that said that Obama was an indigo?
That was Cryan.
Oh, that was Cryan. Okay.
Yeah, and he is, and not only that is he's and he has the attributes of an indigo. That is, he believes that he knows how everything works, and he's not had any experience. That is an
right
indigo,
on.
Because it's a conceptual intuition that says, "My Akashic record, I've been there, done that.
Right.
I've been the leader of countries. I've done this and that. And here I am again. So what are you talking about? I don't have any experience. You know.
Right.
So the concept is Akashic. They look at it the bigger picture. And, of course, he was born in Lemuria, which is Hawaii. So all of these things are, and you probably have even done the charts to figure out,
I have done his chart, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here's one thing that Cryan said before he took office. He gave him two pieces of advice. Of course, Obama never saw these things. These are things that, in the esoteric niche, they could care less in government. But he
right.
said one thing, watch your back, which he has. They know that. And the other thing is, don't trust your advisors, which he haven't. He has trusted advisors. He didn't take the advice. So Cryan has come again and said, there may be a house cleaning that you're going to see. And it won't be like everybody gets fired, but it'll be gentle, and it'll be kind of like he's moving off to where he was, where he is starting to understand how things work.
Uh-huh.
And start to make decisions through intuition instead of through an old energy advice council, which he has
right.
now.
Well, and I think that's why we elected him, with the hope that he would do that.
Well, yeah, and I really do. I mean, I don't want to polarize anybody politically here, but the Audacity of Hope book really truly is a good one. So regardless of your political affiliations, it's a good theme.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, now I want to ask you, because you were just at the United Nations not too long ago, and Cryon did mention something about the Middle East. So what did he tell you about the Middle East?
This is something that it's very exciting if you think about it, because it ties into some of the last Cryon channels we've had. And by the way, I'm aware that we're doing a program and that there's timing, so just interrupt me.
Oh, okay.
And I'll hear you do that.
Okay.
We have a bias, and one of the last channels that Cryon did is on the website now, cryon.com, and they're all free, and you can look at them. And it is called, it's about the bias of reality, and people don't even think about it. One of the things that we have is a tremendous difference in the East and the West in the way we treat history. In Western civilization, we have wars, and then we forget.
Okay.
Look at the war with Germany. We're still not mad at Germany. We're partners with them.
Right.
And I go there all the time, and they're fine German people, and, you know, they don't remember it either. Japan, I mean, we just went through a horror thing with them. It was just awful, and the number of people that died and were killed, and think how they must think about us having dropped the bomb and all of these things, and yet none of that is there. We moved on. We now are allied with them so much that if their economy fails, we're dead, you know?
Right.
You know, they're the biggest, you know, they stole the American dream. They're now the biggest automaker on Earth.
Right.
So,
now, I tell you what, let's come back to this question, because I know that we are just about out of time. So
great. Hold that thought.
Yeah, so hold that thought, and we'll come back to it. So what's the latest news from Cryon and Lee Carroll? And what can your DNA do that you don't know about? When I come back from this short break, my very special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels our Earth's magnetic master, will be back to tell us. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
A sacred moment is a unique funeral service offering distinctive choices for honoring and celebrating the life of a loved one. Whether you want to create an intimate home funeral vigil, an environmentally friendly burial, or a personalized tribute by planning a life celebration service with the support of a celebrant, a sacred moment can guide you in creating an experience that will truly reflect a life well lived. Call A Sacred Moment at 206-529-3803 and visit asacredmoment.com.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest.
visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I have Lee Carroll with me. He channels Kryon, the Earth's magnetic master, and he's channeled 7 times for the United Nations in New York, and he speaks to thousands of people around the world each year. So, Lee, when we left off, we were talking about the bias of reality.
Yes.
So
what Kryon talked about in the Middle East especially, and I was setting up the story by just giving the example of how we move on after wars and the Western.
Right.
And we do. And these are wars which we just had. I mean, I was born in one of them.
Right, right.
You know, it was one part of my lifetime
recent.
That they existed, but it's just at the tail end. So this is something that was very recent. And
yeah.
World War II. And even the Vietnam War. I mean, I had friends going to Vietnam, you know, and visiting the places we couldn't even go with enemies. What I'm talking about is that when you go to the Middle East, it simply is not the way it works there. They perpetuate hate, and it is a cultural attribute, and I'm not making them wrong. I'm just telling you this is the way it is. Enemies of thousands of years, and they tell their kids, literally, who to hate.
Right.
What's happened and what... You know, who owns what and who did what to whom is part of the agenda. No matter how many years have gone by, it is still active. And it's just palatable. And so here we have the unsolvable problem. So because you have societies on both sides that just detest one another.
Right.
And you can see this. And here's Israel surrounded basically by enemies, and they don't like each other. And Israel doesn't like them. So what could possibly... to break that paradigm. Kryon talks about two things that are happening. The first is under the hood. You don't see it. You don't see what's happening with the young people of Israel and the young people of Iran. We had a hint of it, and Kryon talked about and prophesied a small revolution in Iran, and it happened this year.
Yep.
Now in the UN, he's talking about the under the hood, what's going on, and a large potential revolution in Iran that may actually get rid of the mullahs and begin a process of stability. Stability that might actually end up with Iran helping to broker peace in Israel.
Wow.
That is probably the most unexpected and foolish thing you might hear anybody say today. And if you had rewind with me 20 years ago, and if I'd faced off with you and said that the largest enemy the United States has ever had, called the Soviet Union, will fall over one night on our television screens, and we'll see it, and it all goes away in 24 hours, people just would not believe that, and it happened just that way. So here we are with another wild card.
Yeah, it changed because of the consciousness, right?
Yes.
So
it's in the works.
Yeah, so this sounds great. I'm glad to hear this.
It does. It gives us a lot of hope, and yet there are those who are hearing my voice who will say, that's just nuts. if they've been there, they'll say, no. You've got, you know, the Iranian president wanting to annihilate Israel and the thousands of years of hate. But you know common sense, and especially in these young people who don't want to vaporize each other in the name of Allah, they would much rather have a very stable Islamic nation where Allah is respected for the God of unity and all of the kinds of things that prophet originally represented. I just always turn to the fact that we are getting such a bad rap on Islam through the press and through the extremists. Because I remember when Cassius Clay...
Clay was from my hometown.
And they ask him on the air, I think it's Harwood Cosell, says, why did you convert to Islam? And he says, because I found the love of God. And that, you know, that doesn't add up to a lot of what people see in the extremists, because the extremists do not represent mainstream Islam at all. So.
Exactly. And, you know, astrologically, this is the year when we have major structural changes combined with unexpected earthquake-type changes. I mean, very major unexpected changes.
Yeah.
And and revolutionary energies all wrapped together.
So
I could imagine that kind of a change.
Are just expect them.
Yes.
I mean, it's Kryon spoke of that 21 years ago. He talked about all of the weather shifts we're having back then. So severe, he said, it would be where we used to grow crops, we can't. And where we never could, we will. And so that is a change in the water cycle, and it's a big one, and we're experiencing it right now.
Exactly. And didn't Kryon say that we're now in the beginning stages of the mini ice age?
Yes.
Thank you for remembering that.
Kryon broached that at just about the time that Al Gore was winning his Peace Prize. And so it's not a political statement, but Kryon wanted to say, all that shines is not gold here. You're being sold a bill of goods because there's no such thing really as global warming. There's such a thing as the beginning of a water cycle that's going to give you a mini ice age, and that's what's going on. And so,
My understanding that the global warming was what basically triggered the water cycle change.
Global warming is what begins the whole thing.
Right.
So we
it's not because we're
putting stuff in the atmosphere. You know, we shouldn't put stuff in the atmosphere. I'm a proponent of green all the way.
Yeah, right.
But that's not why we have the weather we have. And now we're finding, and if you've looked at the news, that there indeed was, now it's coming out, a little bit of a conspiracy with scientists to get Al to do what he did, and that's now on the front page. So, hey, we're looking at things we didn't expect. Scientists are not supposed to do that. Scientists are supposed to be scientists and, you know, and not be political and all that, but they're all human beings. So.
Well, and isn't there information now that the entire solar system is heating up?
I haven't seen it like that. Heating up is relative.
The solar system is
pretty hot to begin with, and it goes through cycles.
Right.
We're in an 11-year radiant cycle of the sun at the moment, but the heliosphere is probably at all-time low, the magnetics. It is changing.
Yeah,
and pretty much like Kryon talked about it, and magnetically, that's why he's called the Magnetic Master, because he talks about these kinds of things. So, but it's not a thing that you'd be worried about.
Okay,
we've done it before. These are cycles. Our lives are too short; they don't last 100 years. These are like 1,400-year cycles.
Wow!
And so you get stuff happening. Everybody gets crazed about it, not realizing it happened before. Kryon says. Just go back to the 1500s, and you'll find another ice cycle, a mini ice cycle, and it's in the rings of the trees, and all the geologists know about it, but people are not looking at it as a return of that. They're being scared for something else.
I see. Another more fear-mongering, basically.
Well, I don't think we do it on purpose. I think we do it because that's the drama that we attract to us. We think about the worst things first.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, speaking of what we think about, I want to ask you, in previous shows you've talked about how we can use the power of our DNA to heal ourselves and to actually go back into our Akashic records and, you know, actually have our DNA go back and get a new heart or a new thyroid or whatever,
four pancreas,
whatever.
Before we have to stop, we have a situation where... just to say, you've got to understand about DNA and buy off on some things, and that is that it is the creating energy. Inside that is everything that ever was, which would say the Akashic record of all we've been. We get it when we come in again. So we have to buy in reincarnation and that kind of a thing, and that sets the stage for what we teach about what can happen. It's a big subject. Not everybody agrees, and it's a very... non-linear subject. It's very
non-linear.
Yeah. So,
but I would like you to actually tell people about when you healed your kidney stone by yourself.
Is there time now, or you want to do it in the next segment?
I think we might have enough time. Why don't you start, and if we don't have enough time, we'll finish at the next segment.
Okay. I was on a mountaintop in Colorado, about ready to walk on stage, and got a kidney stone. It's something that I've had before many times. I was prone to kidney stones because I only have one kidney, which makes it very dangerous. Because I have to go, I have to get it removed or get to a place where they can treat me within 2 hours, or I can go toxic with one kidney. And when that particular thing happened, I was really got angry at God because I was on a mountaintop about 3 hours from town in Colorado, and it was, I would say I was disappointed because it didn't look like Spirit cared enough to pay attention to where I was. You know,
okay.
What am I supposed to do? I got 100 people in the other room. I'm supposed to tell them to sorry, I got to cancel everything, got to go, I got a stone, you know.
Right.
And I was very disappointed, very angry, and I got this soft little voice in my head that said, why don't you heal it? And that, and I'll tell you what I said, and I teach this in all my seminars that we go through this, and I said, I really blurted out to Spirit. I said, well, yeah, that's good for seminars, but this is real.
Right.
You know, and it really, it's a snapshot of humanism. It's a snapshot of how we think. It's a bias that we have,
right,
that we can't.
Right.
And I had to, and did. And what I did was I talked to my cells, and that brings up one of the biggest crying teachings that we ever have, and that is cellular communication through consciousness. We are born thinking that everything is in our head. We don't have any control at all regarding anything else. And we look at our limbs and our torso, and we say, we just hope that works, you know. And we look down, it's like we have no control over it. And the fact of the matter is, Cryan says, cellular structure demands that we talk to it. And if we don't give it direction, our own bodies, it'll do whatever it wants to. And,
so hold and that thought, and
okay.
We will be back in just a moment. So what's ahead for 2012? When we come back from this short break, my special guest, Lee Carroll, who channels Cryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master, will tell us. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Do you have junk in your trunk? Are there backseat drivers in your life? Do you use your horn to communicate your wants and desires? Grab hold of your Wheel of Life today with our exclusive how-to program, Are You in Your Driver's Seat? It contains three books in one, a driver's manual, a personal maintenance log, and owner's manual. You can go it alone or work with one of our pit crew members. When you get in trouble on the road of life, pull into the pit. $25 per half-hour session for Dr. Pat listeners. Visit EmergeCoachingServices.com. Get in your driver's seat today.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Are you looking for a great gift idea this holiday season or a fabulous way to ring in the new year? Look no more. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basilia, and I am excited to let you know about the upcoming Extraordinary People 2010 Lecture Series in Seattle. Join Bella Spark Productions for three men and one sassy lady. Presenting Joe Dispenza, the most recognized visionary in the hit movie What the Bleep, Reverend Carlton Pearson, the fundamentalist evangelical Pentecostal bishop who said to hell with hell, Robert Holden Britton's Get Happy Guru with a feel-good philosophy, and Shirley MacLaine, feisty and fabulous after all these years. That's BellaSpark.com. Series tickets and single event tickets plus Shirley MacLaine are available now. Visit bellaspark.com for dates and information. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I have Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon, the Earth's Magnetic Master. He's channeled 7 times for the United Nations in New York, and he speaks to thousands of people around the world each year. And we have been talking about all kinds of interesting things, and the last topic was about DNA, and next, after that, we're going to talk about 2012. But before we get to that, finish your story about healing your kidney.
What
on
happened
top of that mountain,
yeah,
in
thank
Colorado.
You. That mountaintop was, I had a vision. I went into a little room that was reserved, and I did exactly what Kryon said. I had a meeting with myself. It's the first time I did it. People say, well, what does that mean? How you do it? This is not that hard. I mean, they're right in front of you. They're not going anywhere. My vision was I was in the middle of a stadium with hundreds of thousands of people, and I'm a little microphone. It was at night, and I was in. There was a spotlight on me, and I spoke with one mic to all of these entities, and it was all my cellular structure in the whole body. And I said, what is it we want to do? Do we want to go through this anymore or whatever? And the overwhelming feeling I got at that moment was apart from you might expect. With a resounding voice, they all said at the same time, where have you been?
Oh, wow.
In other words, this is what the body... you think that we have this system that just takes care of itself, never thinking that maybe it would like some direction. If you look at The Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton, who's going to be our guest in June at our conference, and so many other things that we believe in metaphysics about the power of consciousness, we don't necessarily apply it to ourselves. We think we can heal ourselves when we're sick, but what about a daily communication of direction? And that would be just to take 10 seconds a day and say to your body, we're all in this together. Here's what we would like you to do. We want balance today. We want no fear today. We want a situation where, you know, and you start listing the things that together you're going to do.
That's
and this,
great.
I do this every day for 10 seconds. It's not a big deal when my feet hit the floor. It's an acknowledgement that I'm in charge, and the cells want to hear it.
Yes, and I love your way of addressing the body. Hello, body, this is the boss.
Yeah, and the body is not going to object to that. You are the boss. The consciousness of your life force permeates the air around you. It permeates your cellular structure. You can create balance. You can talk to your toenail. I mean, this is the way of it, and it all works this way. Mind over matter is what they have called it. It's almost degrading. But I have talked to surgeons who have said that they know seniors that have kept themselves alive until their grandchildren graduated from college or this kind of a thing, and then they died the day after. And this is
wow.
We have these powers, and always have. And in the Western world, they just have been poo-pooed a little bit. So that's the old DNA deal. Oh, by the way, I've never had another kidney stone.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That was over 12 years ago.
I'm not going to have one either. What a great story.
Yeah.
I really wanted you to tell that because it really points up how easily we can communicate to our body and literally our own DNA and change what's going on in our body.
And that particular stone that I had, I'd forgotten about it by the end of the day. It didn't. I don't know where it went. It didn't pass. It wasn't taken out. So I think it just dissolved.
Dissolved. Yeah.
So,
wow.
But I know I had it. It was the signs were there. You know.
Yes. Right. Yes. Wow. That's a great story. I'm so glad you shared that. And now we do want to talk about 2012. And in 2012, we're going to get the first peaks of Uranus square Pluto, which is a revolutionary energy. And so it's kind of like a different phase of the energies we had in the 1960s, the mid-60s, when we had a lot of social revolutions beginning. So I'm curious, what has Kryon said about 2012?
He said a lot about it. We don't have time to go into details. We just said it would be insulting for me to go on to a show with a master astrologer and give you information about the galactic alignment. I'll just tell you, but... involving, you know, the things that are happening and coordinating. You do have the galactic alignment, which you can explain if you want to.
Right.
But it is a, you know, 27,000 year alignment. That's all it is, alignment. It doesn't have stars and things racing around or they do what they've always done. It's just that they were slowly coming into alignment, which is significant, where we can look at the sun and its alignment with the center of the galaxy. This is something everybody knew about, even the ancients knew about it. But the Mayans who study, I was in Xochicalco, where the Mayans had just one of their, actually four of their observatories, and they did some of their work. And apart from their mythology, you've got to separate the Mayans' mythology from their calendar. They're actually two different things. And what they talk about with their calendar, and the Mayans are backing me up, they're coming out in droves these days, the Mayan elders talking about this, because they're insulted by what people are doing with 2012. They're actually written on the stones in the wall, says that this particular energy that's coming up in 2012, they say, is going to be one of the highest potential energies the Earth has ever had. And this is their message. By the way, they didn't stop their calendar. They never stopped their calendar. Something happened to the Mayans. NASA says they went through a drought. They're showing how that happened, and they actually, lost their civilization. They had calendar pieces on the shelf for 2013 and 14 all the way to the year 4000. So they didn't stop their calendar at all. There's a guy I want to honor named Jeff Stray, who's not in metaphysics, who is an expert, and he's written a book. He's in UK. Written a book called 2012 in Your Pocket, and you can go online and see interviews from Jeff, and he has studied this since 1982. He is probably one of the best scholars of this. There's a number of them, but I really like what he's had to say. And I want to just tell you, his comments, it's the same thing. He says, it may be the expansion of our perception into another realm, a new level of consciousness, a paradigm shift. It's not doom and gloom. This is what Kryon has said 21 years ago. He said, you are heading for a shift, and then he goes on to say, you're in it now. He says, this is not a flashbulb experience.
Right.
That you're going to, poof on the 21st of December of 2012. It's happening now.
I think it's like a revolution of our consciousness.
Actually started in 87 at the Harmonic Convergence, and we are mushing into this new energy.
Right.
So if you expect something good or bad, it's not going to happen on a certain day.
Right.
I was getting crazy on this anyway. You talk about days and dates. I have a lot of people come up to me and say, did you hear about this? It's going to happen on a certain day, and we're all going to die. And I just tell them, I said, well, be sure and call Australia, because it's going to happen there first.
Well, before we run out of time, I just want to mention that your upcoming talk in Vancouver, B.C., which I actually looked up and saw that it's in Delta, B.C., on January 23rd, which is in 2 weeks from now, on Saturday, January 23rd. And we hope that everyone will come up there and have a listen to all you have to say and what Kryon has to say. And that's the only day that you're there, right? The 23rd?
That's right.
After that, you're going to Kelowna.
And we're all day. It's 5 hours of me. We channel. We talk about all these kinds of things. We do 2012. We do things about perception and bias and all fun things.
Oh, and I think it will be great to hear you again. And let me just have you hold on for a moment, because right now I have to give my prosperity tip of the week. And this week your tip is this. The secret to more prosperity is to be in more joy. As hard as it may be to imagine, the more joy we feel each day, the easier it is to attract abundance and prosperity to us. So find something joyful to do each day. And do you have too much to do? Let it go and do something fun, even for 10 minutes. Play some fun music, take a walk, sing a song, enjoy a tasty treat, tell some jokes, watch a special show, or do something nice for someone you appreciate. Everyone has their favorite type of fun, so be sure you take time for it. You'll be amazed how much it contributes to your prosperity. Now, next Friday, January 15th, I'll give my annual forecast for 2010. So tune in to find out what's happening with the economy, politics, and social changes. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. And for all you listeners, please check in to kryon.com, KRYON.com. to find out more about the many seminars that Lee Carroll gives around the world, and particularly the one that he's giving up in Vancouver, B.C., 2 weeks from now on January 23rd. And also remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, Get your 2010 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.